But in the Orthodox Church, they say that Mary is the mother of God. Let's see if that's biblical. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 3. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now, notice the words without mother, okay? And obviously we're talking about without earthly father, without earthly mother, in the sense that he's the Son of God. Now, if you would, go to Mark chapter number 12. Mark chapter number 12, okay? Because what I want to point out to you is that although Jesus Christ is God, and although Mary was the mother of Jesus, humanly speaking, that does not make Mary the mother of God. See, this is a faulty logic. They take these extra steps. Instead of just believing what the Bible tells us, because you can't find a verse that says Mary's the mother of God. Show me that verse in the Bible. That's man's logic. Man's logic says, well, Mary's the mother of Jesus, and Jesus is God, ergo, Mary is the mother of God. But that is not correct logic. That's man's wisdom. But there's no verse that says that. Everything we believe should be based on Bible verses, not just man's reasoning. But let's see if that logic holds up. Look at Mark 12, verse 35. And Jesus answered and said, well, he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. So what's Jesus saying here? That David is not the father of God is what he's saying. Isn't that what he's saying here? He's saying, look, the scribes are saying that Christ the son of David, but he's saying, wait a minute, David calls Christ Lord. Amen. See, they thought Christ was just going to be a human being. A lot of the Jews, and even the Jews that you talk to today, when they're looking for the Messiah, they think of it as just a human being who's going to live and die, and he's just a mortal man that God used. And Jesus is trying to teach them, no. David calls Christ Lord. He's not just a son of David. No. He's the Lord of David. He's the God of David. So in the sense that he's the Son of God and the Lord of the universe, he's not the Son of David in that sense. He's only the Son of David physically speaking. Okay, in the sense that he physically descended from David on his human side, because he's the Son of Man and he's the Son of God. But to sit there and make this jump that says, well, Mary's the mother of God, then you'd have to say, well, David's the father of God. David's the father of God. But that's false, and he proves it false right in the scripture that you just looked at. Go, if you would, to Matthew chapter 12. That was Mark 12. Go to Matthew 12. So although Jesus is God, and although Mary is the mother of Jesus, you're using faulty logic here, because she is only the mother of Jesus, humanly speaking, because Jesus, as God, existed before Mary was ever born. So she's not the mother of God. She's the mother of Jesus only in an earthly sense, and taking that logical leap to calling her the mother of God is false doctrine and heresy. And not only that, but to venerate Mary is completely unscriptural. Look what the Bible says in Matthew 12, verse 47. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. So is Jesus putting great emphasis on his mother, Mary?
No.
He points at a random woman. He points at a random woman and said, this is my mother. Now, does that put great emphasis on Mary, that we should venerate her, enshrine her, have pictures of her, bow down to pictures of her, pray to her? No, they try to say, oh, your mother wants to talk to you. And he's like, no, this is my mother. He points at every female follower who is doing his word and says, behold, my mother and my brethren. They also teach that Mary remained a virgin forever. Tough luck for Joseph. He thinks he's getting married. It's like, no. You be celibate. Why do all these perverts want everybody to be celibate anyway? The Catholics want them celibate as they're a bunch of molesters and adulterers and everything else. The Catholics want them celibate, the Orthodox. Hey, it's false. It's not good for the man to be alone. And this whole idea that Mary remained a virgin, Jesus had at least seven half-siblings. It talks about his brother Joseph, his brother James, his brother Judas, and his brother Joseph. And he says, his sisters, are they not all with us? And they'll say, oh, well, that just means cousins. That's just relatives. But it doesn't use the word brethren in general. It names like his brother. Here's his name, Judas, his brother James. Not only that, it says that she knew him not, or that Joseph knew Mary not until she had brought forth her firstborn son. The implication being that after she brought forth her firstborn son, then they knew each other. Okay? Why would she need to remain a virgin? Only if you want to worship her as some kind of a weird virgin goddess like the Babylonians. Yeah, right. And it makes sense if you're into Mystery Babylon. Okay? If you want to worship her like a bunch of Hindus bowing down to a female goddess. Also, it says that Jesus was the firstborn son. She brought forth her firstborn son in both Luke and Matthew chapter 1. Well, what does that mean? If you have a firstborn son, you have to have a second. If there's a movie called Part 1, you're expecting Part 2. Right? So she brought forth her firstborn son, and that's all she ever had. Why didn't it say she brought forth her only son? Or just she brought forth a son? Brought forth a son. Why put in that word firstborn? Oh, yeah, that's right. The modern Bibles take out the word firstborn.
That's right.
In Matthew 1:25 to try to hide that. Look at Luke 11. This is the best one that just demolishes this. Mariolatry is what it is. Mariolatry. Idolatry directed at Mary. Mariolatry. Look at Luke chapter 11, verse 27. This is powerful. Look at this. Here's the one time in the Bible that somebody venerates Mary. One time. One time. I mean, here we have a billion Catholics. Here we have 300 million Orthodox all venerating Mary. Let's see what Jesus said to someone venerating Mary in the Bible. And by the way, they actually worship her. I'm just using their word. Venerate. Luke 11:27, it came to pass as he spake these things, a certain woman in the company lifted up her voice. This is the first Catholic, first Orthodox in the Bible. This is the first Orthodox in the Bible. A certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
Amen.
See, right away, it was that doctrine that sucked. When he said, oh, blessed are the paps that you sucked. He's like, what? Kind of a stupid doctrine. Why would we bless the pap that I sucked? That makes no sense. He's saying, no, rather blessed is the one who hears God's word and does it. And when did God ever tell you to worship Mary? When did God ever tell you to pray to Mary? When did God ever tell you to venerate Mary? So I'd be more blessed if I would just do what God told me to do and stay away from this weird stuff, blessing paps and wombs and everything else. It's not biblical.